Sabbath rest, from Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. How must the man with dropsy have felt as he was being invited by one of the rulers of the Pharisees to a Sabbath meal? He probably was excited, but then must have wondered, why am I being invited? As he knew that the Pharisees, separated ones, men of prominence, and leaders in the community, did not socialize with those outside of their own social class, they certainly did not invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, or the blind to sit at meal with them. However, because he possibly knew that Jesus was going to be at the meal, the man with dropsy saw this as a special invitation to be invited by a Pharisee to meet Jesus. However, the intention of the Pharisee was not pure. He cared neither for the teachings of Christ, and he certainly did not care about the man. The meal would not be held in a friendly environment, the air thick with animosity, and Jesus is in the midst of adversaries. The ailing man was invited to the meal as a scheme of the Pharisees that they might accuse Jesus of healing on the Sabbath. Luke tells us in the New International Version of the Bible, there in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Did you catch that? Right there in front of Jesus. The man was planted by the Pharisees and was placed directly across from him, and they watched him closely. They thought they had their scheme figured out. Jesus would see the man and then heal the man. They did not anticipate that Jesus would first have a question for them. He asked, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" We know that they did have an opinion on the matter, because Luke chapter 13, verse 14 tells us where another ruler said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day." But now, all of a sudden, not one single word of response was given. Jesus' question silenced them. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? This is a question that required a simple yes or no answer. However, they could not say yes, because according to their perversions of the law, they did not believe that, and they dare not say no in the presence of the infirmed man. They had no rebuttal, no argument, no defense. They remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. That's it. 1, 2, 3. Jesus took hold of the man. Jesus healed the man. Jesus let him go. Jesus Christ, as Lord of the Sabbath, restored and glorified the true meaning of Sabbath in the man who had been bound. He released him and gave him rest from his burdens. Jesus took him, healed him, and let him go on the Sabbath. This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, October the 1st, 2021. I can be contacted at godswordalive.net.